Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hello guys, Alex Feratov here. Today we have Travis Price from Mercury. This guy is providing the virtual banking. A lot of people in Europe or in other countries that don't have access to US banking system can get set up with Mercury. And also even just from the standpoint of like ease of use, this is like modern bank, like very easy to use. So just want to hear about like new things that are coming in like in Mercury. And yeah, thank you for joining me, Travis.
Yeah, of course, Alex. Great to see you again. What's up, guys? Travis at Mercury. I'm leading the e-commerce growth team here. I was previously an e-commerce entrepreneur on Amazon and doing drop shipping. And I can tell you right now that Mercury is the best bank I've ever used. That's why I work here. I'm not just saying that. That's literally why I work here. So just in a quick background on what we do. So we're a U.S. business bank. We can provide U.S. business bank accounts to e-commerce entrepreneurs all over the world. You don't need to be located in the States. You don't need a social security number. You just go to our website and you fill out a 10-minute application and we'll set you up with an FDIC insured US business bank account. So that has been historically kind of our main product. But today I wanted to introduce you to a couple of new offerings that we just announced. So number one is we now have a capital offering. So we have this whole capital network within Mercury accounts where you can access relationships with different capital providers that we have partnerships with and get special deals on capital that will fuel your business. So whether that be, you know, revenue-based financing that, you know, you want to use for ad spend, or whether that be inventory-based financing, whether that be, you know, lines of credit, et cetera, we have it all and it's all within Mercury. So I wanted to announce that. And then number two, I wanted to announce that we have launched FX, so foreign exchange. So historically at Mercury, you could send international wire transfers in USD for $0 for free. And we still have that. But if you also want to convert the currency into your local currency, you can do that as well. There is a fee associated with that. It's 1% currently. But if you do larger volumes, then just you can contact me and we'll work out a good deal. So those are kind of the two new offerings in addition to our core banking plus, you know, the virtual cards with high limits that I think, you know, Alex, you're familiar with. A lot of your students are familiar with. And, you know, I have students of yours reach out and say, hey, Travis, can you, you know, increase the limit to 100,000 a day? Yeah, no problem. We can go up to 100,000 a day on those virtual cards. And so it keeps your Facebook ad spend going. We have the whole suite. And that's what I wanted to tell you today.
That's awesome. So like with this, like international, cause like literally today I had a conversation with someone, you know, in our community, and they ask about like whether they can do like whether they can have like a bank accounts like in another currency. Is that the same or that just for the wires?
It's just for the wires. So all your whole bank account is in USD currency. But if you want to send money out of the account, you can exchange it to, I think we've got like 30 or 40 currencies, all the main ones that you would want to exchange. Yeah.
This is cool. So let's say you have like, let's say you're based in Europe, right? Like, let's do like a case study. So say I'm in Europe, let's say Germany, and I'm selling in the US market. Like in that case, you know, I'd have the account, it's in the US dollars. And then I want to send euros back to my account. So I'll be able to convert the...
You can do it right within Mercury. So it's the same user, it's the same flow. You just go to send money, international wire, it's a couple clicks. And then instead of USD, you just do the drop down to euros and it would send that out to euros. You would receive euros into your local EU bank account.
This is awesome. What about like kind of like observing like everything that's happening right now? Like what are the trends you see like in e-commerce community specifically that, you know, you're like involved with? Like what trends you're seeing in terms of like, do you see like more people like trying to sell like US market, like opening? Do you see like any trends on that side?
Yeah, I mean, I see tons and tons and tons of people that want to sell to the US because it is the largest market. And frankly, us Americans like to buy stuff, like a lot of stuff. And so
that you don't usually even like need, right? Like it's like,
yeah, that you don't even need. So if you have good marketing copy, you know, it's like if you're running ads on TikTok and you can convince people, like, we're going to buy it. And so there's a massive market opportunity, you know, high amount of disposable income. And so I get it. Like we have seen just a huge demand of, you know, folks located all over the world that want to sell to U.S. consumers. And that's what we help do. We help facilitate that.
That's awesome. One of the clients as well in the community, and they're using other like similar platform from Europe. I don't want to name, but they mentioned that they had like a hold or something, right, on their funds or something like that. Are holds kind of like at all like possible on Mercury? Let's say you have like $100,000 in there. Like, could you get a hold on it, like reserve? Anything like it?
No, not that I've seen. And I know what you're talking about. Actually, I believe I just spoke with that person. There have been holds with these money transmitter services, these virtual accounts. With us, you don't get any holds. You don't get any chart. You know, when you like with Stripe, for example, they might hold your money and then shut you down, or they, you know, I won't name any other names, but I haven't seen that happen. As long as you're not doing any, you know, criminal activity, but we're pretty good about that. And so that's another reason that people switch to us.
Man, like I've seen it, like literally today I had a conversation with a friend and he says, so there's like people that are drop shippers, you know, okay, drop shippers, no problem. You know, you just don't hold the inventory pretty much. But he said like, he was at this event in Dubai and he said, there are people, they're not drop shippers. There are no shippers. They're basically collecting money and then never ship the product.
That is fraudulent. And I'm sure if our compliance team caught that, they would shut them down. However, I just want to say that I think historically in the financial technology and just financial services industry in general, dropshippers have been frowned upon. And I think that's BS. And I just want to let you know that we're very agnostic to the type of e-commerce business that you're running at Mercury. So we're open to dropshippers. We're open to brands. We're open to marketplace sellers. And we don't really like pick and choose and differentiate.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Yeah, because like even like PayPal, you know, like the amount of issues that people have with PayPal, like the reserves, like holds, like sometimes PayPal holds money for like 6 months and then just decides like not to pay it, you know. Even though like the amount of like chargebacks or disputes might be like minimal, it's like they just like, you know,
they're like risk alarms go off. Yeah. You know, payment processors, we don't do any payment processing at this time, but from what I've been told actually from a lot of guys in your group, like there's a number of different payment processors now that you can work with that, you know, are much better about not holding your funds like compared to PayPal. So There's options for sure.
Cool. For those people who don't know, like if you can kind of like, okay, so let's say I'm in Europe, like, I don't know, I wake up in the morning and I want to start selling like in the United States. What are the steps that I have to take in order for me to kind of like do that?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So I think that, you know, a lot of people that are in that situation kind of see it as this really big, cumbersome, you know, a lot of paperwork kind of task.
Man, that was, I can tell you, like, you know, when I started my first like company in the United States, I had to literally travel here to Miami to first time to open like a bank account, like go in a branch. And then like one of the branches, like they said, oh, it's like, you have this document. Do you have like the address? I don't have a fucking address. You know, I'm like, I'm not living here. I'm supposed to have like an address. And they rejected me.
It was this really antiquated system. And now with technology, we're able to do this remotely and we're able to do it quickly. And so what I would say is if you think it's a really cumbersome process, it actually is not. And I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. So two things you want to do in order to break the US market. One is you need to incorporate in the United States, meaning you need to set up a US business in the States. Now, that used to be a lot harder than it is. With some of our partners that I can introduce you to, you can do it in anywhere from 10 to 30 days. You can do it all online. and you can do it for a $400 fee and you'll get, you know, a Wyoming or Delaware LLC perfectly set up with the virtual mailbox. You want to do that, number one. Number two, once you have that US corporation plus EIN number, then you want to create a US business bank account, because that allows you to tap into the US financial system. And so those two pillars are what you need in order to then integrate into your Shopify store, into your payment processors, sell on Amazon US, do all of that, you know, all the selling activity that you want to do in the States, maybe work with a third party fulfillment provider, but you'll need that US business bank account to do that, maybe do wholesale, et cetera. So those are the two main things. The third that, you know, if you're not like a financially or like tax savvy person, the third thing I recommend is that you do speak with either your local tax official in the country that you reside in about how this will all work and how income will be taxed back at home, if at all, when you have this US corporation set up, or speak with an e-commerce focused accountant. And I can also recommend some of those as well that deal with kind of cross-border, you know, international sellers, kind of what you're describing.
Nice. Awesome. So like you mentioned, so currently you don't offer like the payment processing. You think that would be like one of the things that you will start offering soon?
I don't know. It's a good question. We don't have plans to at the moment. Who knows? That might change. You know, financial technology companies, we build things that entrepreneurs need. And if there's a need in the market and the incumbents are not doing a good job of you know, fulfilling those pain points for the customer, then we'll jump in.
What are the fees? So let's say you're maintaining, let's say $100,000 in your account. Like what are the fees that you would pay on an annual basis?
So with Mercury, we have no fees. We don't have any minimum balance requirements or any fees for hold, like, and you don't have to hold, and any fees for spending, you know, more than you actually have in your account. Actually, we don't have any overcharge fees either. The only fee, and we don't have fees for the debit cards. We don't have fees for the international or domestic wire transfers. The only fee that you'll pay with Mercury is if you send an international wire in a different currency, in a local currency. That was the 1% that I mentioned. And but if you're volume, if you're doing high volumes, you can talk to us and we can get that fee lowered.
Cool. That's awesome. How you make money then? How the company makes money?
Yeah, it's a great question. So typically how banks make money is on interchange on card usage. So we'll make percentage there. We'll make a small percentage on deposits.
So let's say when interchange, like, can you elaborate on that? Like, so when someone pays...
So banks will typically have an agreement with a MasterCard or Visa, you know, card company. And when a merchant, you know, an e-commerce seller goes and swipes that card on Facebook ads, for example, or Google ads, for example, MasterCard and Visa, they charge Google or Facebook a percentage-based fee, right? And then we, the bank, get a piece of that fee, okay? So the merchant, the seller doesn't actually get charged, but it's actually the platform, so to speak, that does get charged. And so we make a small percentage.
So let's say you have like Mercury account, $100,000 on it, and you pay like $20,000 to Facebook, right? So then Mercury would get percentage of that from Facebook.
From MasterCard. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Got it.
Because MasterCard would charge Facebook. Yeah. They're basically saying, hey, Facebook, like in order for you know, sellers or advertisers on your platform to use MasterCards, we're going to charge you for that, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So that's one way. And
I'm just always curious, you know, because like it's. I mean, every business needs to function. Every business needs to make money, right? So if something's free to you, then the business like has to make money in some other way.
Yeah, absolutely. The other way is, so banks have like a treasury product or an account where you can put money in and get some sort of savings on it. With traditional banks, it's like really, really bad. But you can make a percentage there. Obviously banks make money when they loan out money, you know, whether that be through credit cards or through loans, et cetera. We don't do any of that yet, but that's where we're at. But I did have one thing I wanted to update you on, and I wanted to offer the ESS community, because you guys are fantastic. I'm in your community. I love it. for the month of April, I want to offer you guys, I want to offer to cover all of the incorporation fees in the United States. If you're an international seller and you want to open a U.S. business and a U.S. bank account with Mercury, we will cover the $400 fee to do that with our partner First Base. And you can contact me for that link in the next steps. And then you'll sign up with Mercury, and then effectively you'll get a U.S. business established in the U.S. and a U.S. business bank account for free. So we're doing that in April. And just ping me in the group if you're interested in that. I'll send you next steps.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Cool. Awesome. Thank you for sharing, Travis. Always great chatting with you. Yeah, guys, definitely. You know, a lot of people ask me like, hey, you know, what are the steps like for start selling? Because, you know, some of these like European countries, like we have clients, like they have like VAT, they have all of these like other obstacles. In the United States, you have, you know, we have none of that. And it's as Travis said, it's a great market, big market to sell in. So if that's what you want to do, but at the same time, kind of like not having like a lot of these like business establishment issues and time consuming processes, then yeah, Mercury is an amazing solution for that.
Cool. Well, I'm in the group. Yeah. Again, just ping me if you guys want to chat. And Alex, always great talking to you too. Yeah. Hopefully I'll see you in person one of these days, you know?
Yeah. Thanks, yeah, man. Yeah. Where are you based? You're based in California?
I'm in Los Angeles now. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. How's it going? Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love it. It's you know, it's 80 degrees out today and sunny.
Oh, nice. Nice, man.
Yeah. But I'd love to come out to Miami. I'll probably be there sometime in the summer, and maybe we can meet up or something.
For sure, my man. I'll see you then.
All right. Have a good one, Alex. Later.
Cool. Yeah, thank you, my man.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out.